Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm super excited to have you checking us out here, joining us on this fabulous Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, after Thanksgiving, listen, I hope you didn't spend all of your money, all of your mortgage, all of your car note, all of your child's tuition on Black Friday. I hope you didn't do that. But listen, we're glad to have you here hanging out with us on this Tuesday. And we are excited because we're going to be featuring a guest that's backed by popular demand, Stanley Porter. He has been on the show before. He's an author. He's a singer, a songwriter, and he has a brand new book out called Every Song Has a Story. And we're going to talk about that. So we don't want you to go anywhere. As always, thank you so much for all those that are listening in on the phone lines, listening in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you every single week. Oh, my goodness. And for those that will listen in iTunes into the archives, we greatly appreciate you. So listen, we're also going to let you hear some Christmas music today to help get you in the spirit. Listen, they've already pushed you over the edge with Black Friday, so we're gonna keep it going. But what I love about this time of the year, and as we go into the holidays, a lot of the artists will put out Christmas songs. So you're going to get to hear from Nikki Ross, who, if you don't know her, Google her, check her out. She's one of the background singers for Kirk Franklin and others, and she is awesome. And then also a young lady named Lashana Moore, who we've had on the show, new artist out of Maryland, and we have some Christmas music from her. So we want you to keep it locked right there. So again, we're going into our first segment, and we're talking to Stanley Porter. He's hanging out in the virtual studio with me right now. And I'm telling you, he has done many things. He a nominee for various awards, certainly worked greatly in music ministry, worship and arts. And now we have this new book out, Every Song Has a Story. And I'm excited to have him here. Put your hands together and welcome to the mic right now, Mr. Stanley Porter. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. I feel so welcome. Thank you very much.
Oh, my job is done.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's check in. So we had you on the show a little while ago. What's been going on? What's new in your world?
Man, the last time I was on your show, hello, are you there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm sorry. My last time I was on your show, I was preparing to release the book, Every Song Has a Story, and since then I have released it. I've been doing some touring, doing some book readings and some performances that are connected to the song, to the stories in the book, and the response has been great. People have sent things to me like I laughed, I cried. People are saying it's inspirational. So I'm really enjoying the process of getting this book out to the world.
Great. And so as we talk to you, certainly are a songwriter and a musician and a singer, writing a book, was the transition hard, difficult, easy? How was that for you?
You know, it was – I'm not sure how much of me being a songwriter and a musician helped me with the book, maybe in terms of being able to paint pictures through words. But this was, I think, an extended journaling process for me. And it just became very therapeutic. So I think being a songwriter and musician helped, definitely. I was already in the process of writing my thoughts, putting my thoughts to paper, being able to communicate them well to others. This took me on, you know, a whole journey, reflecting on my past. I relived some moments, you know, got to talk to some people who were involved in the creation of Stanley Porter, who he is today. So it was a marvelous circumstance for me.
Phenomenal. And so the title of the book, Every Song Has a Story. How did you get to that title?
Well, you know, I've been doing music for, let's say, well, professionally, my own music, about 10 years. I've been doing worship music in churches for about 20. But I thought to myself, and I had one of my managers at the time, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool if I expose people to the life behind the music? You can only know so much about an artist. They come to your program or to your community event or your church,
yeah.
And they come and they bless you, and there's an anointing there, and everybody receives. But there is a power in the stories behind the ministries, the stories behind the songs. And I just thought it was time to crack open that nut and allow people, the inside look as to what produced those songs.
Yeah.
So it was a little scary, because I'm not used to sharing or being that vulnerable to the world. But I felt that it was time, and I don't regret the decision. So every chapter in the book is actually a title of a song that I've written. And so not only do you get the lyrics of the songs in the book, but you get a bit of the story of my life as it relates to each song.
Wow, what a great way to do that, to tie the song in to the chapters in the book. And so you say in your book that life issues are always trying to pull us away from being spiritual, and these life issues keep us focused on the people who hurt us and how well we can protect ourselves from being hurt again. Talk about that.
Man, that is so deep. I mean, I think everybody in this world, nobody is a stranger to pain. Your pain
yeah.
might be different from my pain. We can't sit and compare and point fingers. So I had it, worse than you and X, Y, and Z. I mean, the reality is everyone has endured some kind of pain, and that pain many times shapes our reality. I think what we have to be careful of is allowing that pain to shape too much of our reality. It's real.
Yeah.
That pain shapes how I view you. It shapes how I may talk to you, the tone of my voice, who I'm afraid of, who I trust. But there's got to be a point where we realize, when too much of our reality is being shaped by that pain. And that's when we have to begin to shift to healing. And so I'm a firm believer that whatever pain you've experienced in your life, it doesn't have to remain a burden. I believe
yeah.
that within every painful situation, there is an assignment that you can discover that I went through that for a reason. And that reason is to make a better place. That reason is that I can now relate to somebody else that's going through that situation and, thereby help pull them out of that difficult situation. So too many times, as you said, what a powerful quote. I can't believe I wrote that, but you
yeah.
read it, I did write it.
Yeah.
That many times we end up focusing only on the negative, the people that hurt us, instead of the healing that is available beyond that circumstance. Yeah, that's unfortunate, but we can turn that around.
Yeah, and you also go on to say that we spend so much time, then we're building up walls because
mm-hmm.
then our focus and our concentration on is I don't want to be hurt like that again.
Right.
So I'm spending my time building these walls instead of tearing down strongholds. So our focus is flipped around.
It's flipped around. And there's two things that came to my mind. If you don't mind me just cracking open a brief story that's in the book.
Sure.
And I was reading through it as I was waiting to get on the air with you live, and I almost lost track of time because it really brought me back. The first is in the area of racism, and I remember being – I write about this in the first chapter of the book. I remember being on a college campus. I was one of a handful of African-American students that were part of this Christian fellowship that was predominantly white, and the people who were in leadership were not they were not used to the way that we worshiped in our communities, in our churches, and so
right.
it seemed kind of foreign to them. And so the way that we wanted to express ourselves in that corporate worship setting was very limited, and actually we were discouraged in many ways from expressing ourselves the way that we felt comfortable. And so that created the divide was already there, but it intensified the divide. And so what happened was, I didn't want anything to do with these so-called white Christians at the time. I was just done. I thought I'd deal with this stuff out in the world. I shouldn't have to deal with this amongst people in the kingdom of God, in the churches. Something significant happened. I remember one night, the people who were part of the leadership team that I was on, I was the only black person on it, but they had a prayer. Every night they prayed before they went to bed. And in that prayer, they prayed a prayer of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, as they did that, something broke inside of me. You know, I couldn't hold on to
right.
that pain much longer. And so that's just one example. There was a wall there, right? The wall of divide,
yeah.
Prejudice and racism that was difficult to overcome. But because we decided to stick it out, if somebody did, give and take, somebody's got to give. Everybody can't keep hurting in the situation. At some point, somebody's got to give a little and say, you know what, I was wrong. And then that allows the other person to take another step. And then throughout the book, you'll find, and I won't get into that now, but throughout the book, people will find areas of brokenness in my family. And so you're talking about brokenness in my relationship with my spouse. You're talking about brokenness in my relationship with my parents. And
yeah.
all of those broken areas, there had to be some give and take. So, yeah, the walls are there, but we can overcome them, yeah.
Wow. And so, again, that's like a very transparent story to share that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear people say one of the most segregated days of the week is Sunday,
yeah.
unfortunately. But so that's great that they can check out in your book how you overcame that. And listeners, if you're just tuning in, we say hello. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're interviewing Stanley Porter. Listen, check him out online at www.stanleyporter.net. Again, www.stanleyporter.net. You can pick up his book, Every Song Has a Story. Every Song has a Story, and that's available on Amazon.com. Oh, but we have a little contest for you today. Stanley, do you want to tell them about that?
Sure. I'm excited. We're coming on holiday season right now. We're in it, kind of full swing, and I'm just really excited to give away a copy of my book, Every Song Has a Story. And that's just the beginning. I've teamed with a life coach who's a great friend of mine to offer to also add to that free gift. It'll be a copy of my book, Every Song Has a Story, and the winner will also get a copy of a 365 daily reminders book called I Know Who I Am. So I'm happy to give away this book package to one of your lucky listeners.
Oh, my goodness, listeners, I'm telling you, you ought to be excited. You ought to be jumping up the dale. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so you may be listening, and you may be saying, well, how do I win the book? Well, you can win the book by contacting me. You can win the book by contacting me on any of my social networking sites, on any way you can go, Charvette.com, Twitter.com/Charvette, Facebook.com/Charvette. And you can win this book package. We're going to leave the contest open until 6 p.m. on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. You will have the opportunity between now and 6 p.m. on Wednesday to enter by contacting me, the host, Charvette Mitchell at Charvette.com, or on Facebook or Twitter, all under Charvette, letting me know you want to be in the drawing for this book package, and we'll draw a name and announce it tomorrow night at 6:05 p.m., and you may be a lucky winner. So, woo, thank you, Stanley. Listen, yeah. We may have actually a caller on the line. I see a couple. Caller ending with 3722. Caller ending with 3722. We are bringing you on the mic, and we're checking in to see if you have a question or a comment for our guest. All right. They may be just be listening. No problem.
Sure.
So let's move on. So let's talk about the healing, and you have some points and some kind of tips for those that need to get over some type of issue or life situation. What are some key points around healing?
Yes, I think the first thing that one needs to do is to acknowledge the problem. And that might not be everybody's situation, but there are so many people who don't acknowledge that a problem exists, and they don't acknowledge the severity of the problem. So that's number one. If there's a block in your life and you're seeking healing, you really look at the problem, what's going wrong, acknowledge it. And number two, might seem very obvious, but I got to say it, seek help, seek some kind of intervention. That's another thing. Might not be everybody's problem, but so many people don't seek help. I particularly
yeah.
find that with men. Sometimes we're less reach out and call out and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. So, but no matter who you are, you've got to seek intervention, some help, particularly from people with skills in that area. Look for folks who've gone through the similar situation. They've come out on top. Seek help from them. Number three, I would say you've got to allow time for the healing to take place. again, might not be everybody's problem, but a lot of people jump right back into situations without giving themselves time to heal. And how about this one? After you get that initial healing where you're like, wow, I'm free of this thing, how about let's just commit to a lifestyle of healing? How about a healthy lifestyle so that we don't relapse into problems? So, you know, the things that we did to get better, keep doing them. And I would say, finally, help someone else heal. You know, one of the things that I think really helps me and blesses me is in the areas that the Lord has blessed to become stronger in, the more I reach back and help someone else, it actually makes me stronger. And many of those people, in turn, bless me in ways that I had not thought previously. Help someone else heal, too. So those are my five suggestions.
Oh, wow, you said a whole lot in like two, in 1 minute. I want to like dissect each one. But something that you critical that you said, give time for healing. So last show we talked to Minister T.C. Jones out of Maryland, and she went through a – and she shared on the show that she went through a domestic violence situation, and I believe she was with a person maybe 5 years or something in that range. Mm. But it took like 7 years really – fully, you know, so the time, and you may think, oh, I just need 6 months, or and that may have been her situation for her. You might say, well, it won't take me that long, you know, maybe not, but just bake in and build in that it is a process, and it is over time.
It sure is, and I think that the more we just keep that awareness, we'll be slower to run into the same situations because everyone is different. You know, it's hard to say the time that I need to take away will be the same as it is for you. It's just so we have different tolerances. We have different levels of, you know, resistance, whatever it might be. Some of us heal at faster rates. We have different support systems in our lives. You may have access to people that I don't. So, but the bottom line is, yes, we definitely need to be aware of. It's like when you go to the gym, many times they say, listen to your body. I mean, we can read as many magazines as we want for the different, you know, workout routines, but in the end, your body will tell you when too much is too much.
Ooh. All right, listeners, there you go. Stanley Porter, author of Every Song Has a Story. Check him out. Purchase the book on Amazon.com. But we have a contest going, so make sure you reach out to me on any of my social networking sites or my main website, Charvette.com or Twitter.com/Charvette or Facebook.com/Charvette. And tell me you want to win the book package that you heard about today on the show from Stanley Porter. And again, Stanley, tell us the two items that they will receive within this prize package.
The prize package includes, I feel like that was the price is right. The prize package includes the book Every Song Has a Story, written by myself, Stanley Porter, and a 365 daily reminders book entitled I Know Who I Am. We're very happy to give that to one special member of your listening audience.
Awesome. And I actually see on Facebook I have some entries coming in already. Great, great, great.
Wow,
thank you, guys.
Great.
Awesome. All right, so what's on the horizon for you?
What's on the horizon? I'm really excited. This is part of even me speaking with you tonight is part of what I call the Freedom Tour. And it's essentially – from now until May, I'm dedicating everything I do to promoting emotional healing. And so I'll be doing more radio interviews across the country. I've got a performance coming up at a couple of colleges up here in New England where I will be performing songs that are in the book, Every Song Has a Story, and I'll intermingle the performance with some dramatic readings from the book. So that's kind of new for me. I'm used to just doing a musical set, but with the book, I want to incorporate that in. So I'm very excited about that, and if anybody listening would like me to get out to where you are to bring this musical, you know, set to you, I'd be happy to do it. But it's called the Freedom Tour. It involves the musical performances, and I'll be definitely doing a lot of radio interviews aimed at promoting emotional healing.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, again, listeners can check you out at www.stanleyporter.net. And can they find you on Twitter and on Facebook?
Yes, they can. It's Stanley Porter. I'm not sure the actual Facebook link, but if they look up Stanley Porter, I won't change my picture. I got a brown shirt on. Charvette's using the photo right now, but it's Stanley Porter. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. my name backwards, Porter Stanley, basically. That's my Twitter username, and, you know, you can definitely follow me on Twitter as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by the show and for the wonderful prize package that you have for one of our lucky, blessed, favorite listeners.
And
we'll announce on our social networking sites tomorrow, 6:05 p.m. Eastern, on Wednesday, who actually gets to win. We're excited about that. All right. And well, Stanley, thank you so much again for stopping by the show.
Charvette, you're the best. I always enjoy spending time with you on this show. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with some Christmas music. You're going to hear from LaShawna Moore and Nikki Ross. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Whether you're looking for luscious lips, radiant cheeks, or age-resistant skin, the professionals at BeautyInAllShades.com have just what you need. Their Motives Cosmetics line, featuring Motives for Lala, as seen on VH1, is right for all skin, no matter your color or tone. Simply visit BeautyInAllShades.com and find the perfect match for you. Wake up each morning and be flawless. No matter your style, be classic with BeautyInAllShades.com. Proud sponsor of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited that we got to give away a prize package. We have to give away a prize package from Stanley Porter. So, again, contact me on any of my social networking sites, and we'll put you in the drawing to potentially win. Listen, we want to keep this spirit of Christmas that is upon us now since we are finished with Thanksgiving. So we are excited because we're going to be featuring some new singles from artists. First, you'll hear from LaShawna Moore, and this is called Do You Hear? You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere.
I see.
trying to tell you. Did y'all hear that ending? Oh, my goodness. I love this young lady, LaShawna Moore. Check her out. Keep your eyes open. That was the single, her Christmas single, Do You Hear? I love the jazz. And, oh, my goodness, if you hear her live, you're going to be like, where has she been all my life? So big shout-out to LaShawna Moore. Listen, we got to give some shout-outs to recent listeners. You know we love you guys, those that listening from. Let's see here, recently, Brentwood, New York. Hello. Indiana, hello. Boston, Massachusetts. Hello. Hinesville, Maryland. Hello. Brookline, Massachusetts. Hello. Rancho Cucamonga, California. How you doing? Denver, Colorado. Hello. Of course, Richmond, Virginia and surrounding counties. Moscow, welcome. All the way over there. How you doing? New Jersey, Wisconsin. Let's see, two more. Rockford, Illinois and Beverly Hills, California. Hello. Welcome. Thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Oh, my goodness, every single Tuesday we're here keeping it locked, giving you phenomenal guests and outstanding shows, and today, of course, is no different. We started the show out with Stanley Porter, author, singer, songwriter, and you have the ability to win his new book release called Every Song Has a Story. Every Song Has a Story, and within that prize package, you'll also receive 365 daily reminders of I Know Who I Am. All you have to do is contact me on one of my social networking sites between today and tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is Wednesday, and you will be entered in the drawing to have this prize package mailed to you. Compliments of Stanley Porter. Again, check him out on StanleyPorter.net, and you can purchase his book at Amazon.com. All right, so we are moving into the next music highlight. This young lady is Nikki Ross. This is her single. It's called Silent Night. Again, we're keeping you in the Christmas spirit. It's called Silent Night, and this young lady is one of the background vocalists for Kirk Franklin, among other people. And if you've been to any of his live shows, a lot of times he has her do solos or has her do pieces, but she is phenomenal. And this is her rendition of Silent Night, again by Nikki Ross. Again, keep your eye out for her, the Nikki Ross Show on Twitter. Check her out there. We're going to keep it rolling here on this music after party here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I love this next artist. We've had her on the show, Miss Anita Wilson. Speechless is the name of the song. It's all over the airwaves, and I think that's just a great way to keep it rolling, to keep it mellow here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, I hope you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and of course connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, or just go to charvette.com. All right, here we go. Speechless by Miss Anita Wilson.
I can say that you want, but it doesn't seem good enough. I can say that you're kind, but that would miss the mark. I can say that you're beautiful, but to me you are so much more. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to the sentiment of my heart and say I really do appreciate the way you brighten up my day.
I can't find the words to describe you.
It would take a million years.
It would take a million years to explain.
Go down the line and name all the things that captivate my heart. But clearly I'm not aware of words that can compare. How do I communicate exactly who you are? I'm trying to my heart and say I really do appreciate the way.
You brighten up my day.
Oh, I can't find,
I can't
by Miss Anita Wilson. Check her out everywhere music is sold. Love her project, love her project. She formerly was a singer with Donald Lawrence, and I'm telling you, she has just done a phenomenal job on her new project. So make sure you check out Miss Anita Wilson. And she's been on the show, so you can go back into the archive interviews and look for her interview. Speaking of music, I am super excited because today we confirmed an upcoming interview with Tasha Cobbs. Oh, my goodness, if you have not heard about her, where have you been? Under a rock, potentially, maybe, I don't know. But she is a phenomenal brand-new artist. Her new single dropped at midnight last night called Break Every Chain. If you have seen Bishop T.D. Jakes' Women's Thou Art Loose conference from this year, she was on there doing praise and worship, and Break Every Chain is what she sung at that event, and that's her new single. It's available on iTunes, so go support Tasha Cobbs at C-O-B-B-S. I'm telling you what, she is phenomenal. She has another project out previously, so pick that up if you don't have it, but she'll be on the show coming up, and we're really excited about that. She'll be on the show in just 2 weeks. Listen, next week's show, we are excited. We have starting next week's show out is Shamara D. Cox. She is going to be on the show, and then the next guest will be Melissa Ann Ricks. She's a Christian fiction novelist, and her book is called The Blood Done Sign My Name. Oh, I'm waiting to hear that. And then we're going to hear from another award-winning Essence bestseller, Pat George Walker, and her new book out called Holy Mayhem. So that's all next week on next week's show. Again, as a reminder, if you want to win the prize package that we have, compliments of Stanley Porter, you will be able to win his book, his new release, Every Song Has a Story, and in addition to that, 365 daily reminders of I Know Who I Am. All you have to do is contact me on any of my social networking sites. You can go to Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. You can inbox me, or if you want to post on my wall, that's fine. Inbox is fine. You can tweet me. You can send me a direct message on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and you can just go to charvette.com to enter as well to get that prize package. Again, check out stanleyporter.net for more information about him, and amazon.com carries all of his books as well. Again, it's been phenomenal. Thank you so much for holding us down here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm telling you what, just a few more shows before the end of the season, and then we'll be back with 2013, keeping it hot, starting things out for you. So listen, it's been great. Thank you so much, and peace and love to you and your family. Don't spend your mortgage money shopping, okay? You got to eat next week. I'll talk to you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.